It's Tuesday, August 2nd, and this is the Daily Chirp Podcast. We're bringing you a closer look at one of our top stories along with other important things going on in our community. Today, it was the second annual Buffalo Soldiers Day on post last week. Two Buffalo soldiers were celebrated for their bravery and extraordinary service to the nation at a time when this country still segregated black troops. Before we begin, we'd like to thank our sponsors at Lawley Automotive.
Hi everyone, I'm Sean Lawley from the Lawley Automotive Group, and we've stocked up on inventory at all of our dealerships. If you've been thinking about a new car, we've got the deal for you on a new Buick, GMC, Chevrolet, Ford, Kia, Hyundai, Honda, Nissan, Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, and Ram. You don't have to go to Tucson or Phoenix to buy a new vehicle. We're your hometown dealer since 1995. We'll beat the big city dealers in price, and our customer service is small town dealer friendly. Come into any one of the Lawley dealerships today or shop lawleycars.com and see why nobody beats a Lawley deal. Nobody.
Now some local history. Did you know that Fort Huachuca native Luis Robles is a former professional soccer goalkeeper? Robles holds the Major League Soccer record for most consecutive regular season starts with 183, spanning September 2012 to May 2018. Robles got his start at the prestigious Tucson Soccer Academy, training under the guidance of coach Wolfgang Weber. From 2003 to 2006, Robles played for the University of Portland Pilots, making a school record 346 saves during his college career. He also played two seasons for the Boulder Rapids Reserve in the USL Premier Development League before playing professionally in Germany and then coming back to the US to play for the New York Red Bulls for eight seasons. Today's story is brought to you by Benson Hospital. They're doing more than treating illnesses in Benson, they're building a healthier community. Benson Hospital is now collaborating with the Diaper Bank of Southern Arizona to provide diaper assistance to families in need. For more information, visit their website at bensonhospital.org. Now our feature story.
The history of the Buffalo Soldier informs us all of where our Army and our nation has come from. The Army being pathfinders, leading change, and where we need to go in the future. It forces us to remember that every individual within our Army is integral to the success and our successes as the United States of America.
At two ceremonies Thursday morning, led by Commanding General Tony Hale, the installation's East Range was christened as the 1st Lieutenant John R. Fox Range Complex. The ceremony was especially significant because Fox's daughter, Sandra, his grandchildren, and great-grandchild were in the front row of the auditorium watching a slideshow and listening to Hale talk about their family member. Among many of the touching moments during the honors for Fox was a quote by him that flashed on the screen atop the stage at the auditorium. He was serving overseas when Sandra, who was only two at the time, made him a cake all by herself and sent it to him. He told his wife he would save the treat for Christmas and try not to cry when he ate it. Linton said Fox was posthumously awarded the Medal of Honor in 1997 for conspicuous gallantry and intrepidity, quote, at the risk of his life above and beyond the call of duty. Army spokeswoman Tanya Linton noted that 1st Lieutenant John R. Fox distinguished himself by extraordinary heroism at the risk of his own life in December of 1944 in the Serchio River Valley sector. Fox was a member of Cannon Company, 366th Infantry, 92nd Infantry Division, acting as a forward observer while attached to the 598th Field Artillery Battalion. His grandson, Morgan Fox Charles, who bears an uncanny resemblance to his grandfather, spoke on behalf of his family on Thursday. He said, quote, we are honored that his story is not forgotten. Following that, the main chapel on post was named the Buffalo Soldier Chapel, and its adjacent courtyard, ringed with olive trees and rose bushes, was named after Carter. Carter was the second African-American Army chaplain to be promoted to colonel. He served as the post chaplain on Fort Huachuca from 1913 to 1915, and again from 1935 to 1940. Now he's buried in the Fort Huachuca Cemetery. Fort Huachuca has been home to all four of the Army's historic Buffalo Soldier units, the 9th and the 10th U.S. Cavalry Regiments, and the 24th and 25th Infantry Divisions at one point in their history. Buffalo Soldiers Day commemorates the formation of the first regular Army regiments comprising African-American soldiers in 1866. The men were dubbed Buffalo Soldiers by the Cheyenne and other Plains Indians who compared the troops' toughness and determined spirit to the buffalo, an animal they revered. When President Harry Truman issued Executive Order 9981 eliminating racial segregation in the armed forces in 1948, the last African-American units were disbanded. From their ranks emerged leaders including Brigadier General Benjamin O. Davis Sr., Brigadier General Charles Young, and 2nd Lieutenant Henry Flipper. Then, in 1992, the U.S. Congress passed the law designating July 28th as Buffalo Soldiers Day. Hale brought National Buffalo Soldiers Day back to its glory on the installation when he was assigned there in 2020. Now, the first Friday of each month is Buffalo Soldiers Day on post, and it's celebrated by early morning competitors between soldiers, as well as a shorter workday for the troops so they can start their weekends early with family and friends. The general also instituted the Buffalo Soldier Standards, a code of ethics to live by on post, the first one on the list the most important. Quote, treat everyone with dignity and respect. Hale said he wanted all his soldiers to be aware of the Buffalo Soldiers and how they served at Fort Huachuca longer than any other installation in the Army from 1892 to 1945. Thanks for listening. Before we continue, a quick message from our sponsors, Ace Hardware.
Hi, this is Les from Sierra Vista Ace, your helpful place. Let's talk outdoor grilling, broiling, smoking, and baking. At Ace, we offer Traeger, Big Green Egg, Weber, Charbroil, and Uni. If you haven't Traegered your ribs, smoked a brisket on a Big Green Egg, broiled salmon on a Weber, grilled burgers on a Charbroil, or baked a pizza in 60 seconds on your Uni pizza oven, let's talk. Get the spices, rubs, sauces, fuels, and accessories to cook something new every day for weeks or even months to come. Shop Ace first since 1981 on the corner of Fry and Highway 92.
Next, a new state law gives cities and towns tools to govern short-term rentals to help combat party houses. Jessica Herrera of Cronkite News talked to Arizona Senator J.D. Mesnard about what this will mean.
Governor Doug Ducey signed Senate Bill 1168 into law, which offers new tools to local government agencies to manage short-term rentals. Its main goal is to combat so-called party houses.
It does allow cities to establish a registration or a license mechanism so that they can know where these are. And also require insurance for liability purposes on the property, but also establishes that they can be fined.
Property owners could see escalating fees for noisy guests and have their license suspended for a 12-month period. John Hildebrand, vacation rental homeowner, says this is a good thing.
The small amount of percent of the troubled host, the ones that may have a, you know, unruly guest or whatnot, they're just going to end up getting out of the industry completely.
The measure would allow for notification requirements to ensure immediate surrounding neighbors of short-term rentals. A 24-hour emergency contact for property owners will also be mandatory.
I think it's going to make the neighbors a lot happy. I think it's going to make the cities a lot happier. It's going to make good hosts like us extremely happy because we don't get put in a section that we're all bad people.
Proponents of this new law say short-term rental owners, communities, and cities will be more at ease as they work together.
Trying to strike that right balance of being good neighbors while also allowing people the right to manage their property.
Arizona hosts are encouraged to educate guests on being good neighbors and following city noise ordinances. According to the Arizonans for Responsible Tourism Coalition, short-term rentals in Arizona supported more than 75,000 jobs across the state, and travelers helped produce $2.8 billion in income for local residents in 2021. In the newsroom, Jessica Herrera, Cronkite News.
Thanks for listening. Before we continue, a quick message from our sponsors, Prestige Family Living. Among older adults, falling is the leading cause of hip fractures and traumatic brain injuries, making falls a pressing health concern. At Prestige Assisted Living at Sierra Vista, they have a free online assessment that can help you discover risk factors. By taking just a few minutes to fill out the evaluation, you might discover reasons you might not have previously considered. Being proactive is a great way to help yourself or a loved one stay safe. So visit fallriskassessment.com today to take a step towards safety. Again, that's fallriskassessment.com. You can also use the link in our show notes. Next, an event that you should know about. Starting on Wednesday, the 31st annual Southwest Wings Summer Festival comes to Sierra Vista. Consistently voted as one of the top five nature and birding festivals in the nation, Southwest Wings is an educational celebration of the diversity of birds, mammals, reptiles, and insects in the Sky Islands in southern Arizona. The unique confluence of three climate zones ensures that the species count is high, and many are only found in this area of the United States. This year, the festival will comprise 36 small groups, guided field trips in personal vehicles, along with a limited number of COVID-safe group van trips to more remote or less accessible locations. Advanced registration is required and can be made at www.swwings.org. Also, we're excited to announce that the Herald Review Media team has just launched a local e-commerce website specifically for Cochise County businesses to sell their products and services. Now you can shop 24/7 online at your favorite local businesses participating on loveshoplocalaz.com. Check it out. Before we go, we'd like to take a moment to remember the life of Rob Jones Jr. Rob was a loving husband, dad, grandpa, brother, and friend. He loved treasure hunting and hiking in the mountains. Rob never met a stranger and would do anything for his family and friends. His family and friends have no doubt that he's drinking coffee through a straw and telling stories to all who will listen. Thank you for taking a moment to celebrate and remember Rob's life. Thanks for tuning in to the Herald Review podcast today. Join us again on Wednesday. And remember, the Herald Review is here for you with local news you can trust. For more information on any of the stories you heard about today, visit us at myheraldreview.com. Right now, you can become a member starting at just $1.99 per week. Want to stay up to date on what's going on? Join Neighbor, your trusted neighborhood community. Neighbor is a free online forum you can trust to connect with your community, focus on facts, and make a difference. Join the conversation. Visit nabur.myheraldreview.com.
It's a beautiful day in the neighborhood, especially in Cochise County. Become part of the hyperlocal conversation on Cochise County's exclusive social media platform, Neighbor. That's N-A-B-U-R. Your neighbors are striking up meaningful conversations, sharing exquisite Cochise County photos, and respecting each other's views without any other social media noise. No unwanted advertising and only respectful conversations on hot community topics. That's right. Our journalism project manager, Pascal, can set the record straight and help answer any pressing questions about the happenings in our community. Join the conversation at myheraldreview.com/NABUR.